The lovely springtime magnolia. The cold, frosty, icy weather has finally departed. The spring plants start to grow. They're beginning to poke their heads from the soil in the latest sprinkling of snow. The deciduous magnolia bush, as it starts with a single stem, it grows up tall as its leaves begin to show. Its foliage is a pale spring green as it unfurls. Its buds are covered in a pale bronze, reddy-brown papery substance that protects it as it grows. As it grows healthy and strong, its flowers come out in the latter days of spring. The highly fragrant Soulangina magnolia is always last to appear. Such an intense colour of dark rosy pink flourishes from inside its centre cone, making the base of its flower petals dark, fading up the petals to a brilliant white when young, but when open, a beautiful, warm, lighter, more muted rosy pink, its pistils and stamens hidden away inside. A cupped tulip-shaped saucer flower of exceptional beauty, elegantly displayed on shoots of the palest green buds, some producing flowers, while others equally stunning leaves, on branches pale in the morning sun. It is the sturdiest of plants that can tolerate all weathers, as nothing can shake this unflappable magnolia. It is the most stunning flower to bloom in springtime and glows on flowering through the summer in the sun. Its frame has become a bush as it supports its never-ending flowers to bloom. The open flowers fold out into the most perfect blossoms that are truly most elegant, with its cone of pink housing its bright yellow stamens within. The Soulangina is the most stunning of magnolias all throughout the year. As the plant matures, it brings out all of its flowers. The leaves have now darkened to a shiny darker green to protect it from the weather. It's the autumn. Its leaves have faded to an almost yellow tone, which catches the autumn late sun and turns it into gold. By the time the wintry weather comes and brings with it a stout wind, the pretty leaves have all blown off, with its branches looking bare. So now the magnolia plant must hibernate to generate underground its energies to be received again in spring. Mounted on the original watercolour painting, the Springtime Magnolia. Prose by Cassie Shipley Jenkins.